the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 605, recorded on Wednesday, September 10th, 2025, where it is 79 degrees and overcast here in Chubbland. It is 51 days until Halloween and a mere 106 days until Christmas. We are recording a little late this week because my internet service decided that it was going to have several days where it just didn't work, as well as about at least 100 or more people around this area. So that sucks.
Yeah, I just don't understand how so it was just your neighborhood?
I guess so, because the outage map kept saying it was 1 to 100, and whenever I would go on the app, it would just say, we're working on it. We don't know exactly what it was, and we'll try to get it on by this time. And then they kept like bumping it by hours until they finally just said, we'll let you know. We'll send you a text because we have no idea. So it actually started working about 9 o'clock last night, and then it went on and off today, and then it just started working. So fingers crossed they've got it fixed, because that was 2 days of going back to the old cabin times and having to figure out how to work this thing that we used to call a DVD player. That was a little weird. So yeah, it's very odd. Anyway, let us celebrate the good fortune with an affirmation. Today's affirmation is, my body is always doing its best to create perfect health. I go within and connect with that part of myself that knows how to heal. Oh, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
That's why I started on a new medication, because I use my body to heal.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Patreon. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcasts, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage from the Univaz, Scott, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/Matt Burlingame to find out how you can support the work that we do for as little as a dollar a month. And don't forget that you want to join before October 1st if you want to sample the goods, because we're going to be doing some fun Halloween stuff on Patreon for, well, Halloween in October. All right. Well,
you know, I was just, yeah. That list, we have some really, really good listeners.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and really, really, you know, it's like you go, these are some fine people, you know, just really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
and they participate.
Right. And it's, this is not ass kissing. This is just acknowledgement.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
I'm watching, by the way, I'm watching to see because Facebook is saying he's dead, but X is saying nothing. So I would think X would have more information faster than somebody on Facebook. So
Yeah.
we'll
Oh,
see.
we'll see. Yeah, usually X is the one that's on it. But
Yeah.
all right. Let's see. Today in history, 1987, or whoa, excuse me, 1897, the first drunk driving arrest happened. Oh my stars. Well, on
Oh,
September 10th, what?
was it a horse?
No. Well, I don't think so. Let's see here. September 10th, 1897, a 25-year-old London taxi driver named George Smith becomes the first person ever arrested for drunk driving after slamming his cab into a building. Smith later pleaded guilty and was fined 25 shillings, which back then was quite a big thing. All right, what else did we have to celebrate today? Well, let's see. Well, that's weird. What was it, the same name? So, apparently in 1608, John Smith was elected to lead Jamestown. The English adventurer was elected council president of Jamestown, Virginia, and became the first permanent English settlement in North America. That's probably related to him. Then we have in 1813, the Battle of Erie Lake in the first unqualified defeat of the British naval squadron in history. U.S. Captain Oliver Hazard Perry, wow, what a name, Oliver Hazard Perry, leads a fleet of nine American ships in victory over a squadron of Brits. And then, of course, in 1846, the struggling Donner Party sends ahead to California for food. Well, we all know how that worked out. And then in New York City, the parade honors World War I veterans in 1919, which was almost 1 year after the armistice officially ended World War I. In 1921, silent film star Fatty Arbuckle was arrested for murder. A silent film era performer at the height of his fame is arrested in San Francisco for the rape and murder of an aspiring actress. Wait a minute. That sounds familiar.
It's, yeah.
And it essentially ends his career. Virginia Rapp. Why does that name sound so familiar?
And w didn't he like they were having sex,
Yeah.
and I think he smothered her accidentally or something.
Ugh. Wow. It's almost like these auto-asphyxiated people these days. One of which I knew. Very, very sad situation. All right. What we have here. Oh my gosh, let's see if we celebrate any holidays. Today is Blame It on the Large Hadron Collider Day. Yeah, let's do that. Let's also move on to It's International Creepy Boston Dynamics Robotic Horse Day.
Of course it is.
I have not celebrated that. Oh, it's International Makeup Day. Nope. Hot Dog Day?
I knew that.
Did you do anything for that? Yeah. Hot dog. You going to Costco?
Well, no, I've got some hot dogs in the fridge, so I
Oh.
probably will be celebrating.
That's cool. How about port wine?
I usually don't have port wine around the house.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like it, but I'm not a, you know, it's not, it's weird. It's not something I would buy.
No. All I know is that you're not supposed to put port in Stilton. Yeah. And then let's see, National Quiet Day, but that's only in the UK, so we're good. National Swap Ideas Day. Have we swapped any ideas?
Oh, no.
No. So it be. No. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. So be it. So, as in, so a needle pulling thread. We also have TV dinner day. Aha! I have done this. I made my mother a TV dinner for her lunch.
Oh,
Woo!
I thought you were about ready to go. Ah, a note that follows so.
Oh, now that would have been clever, but no. However, I will be having a TV dinner, probably a Marie Callender turkey TV dinner later today. Although I should make the hamburger so it doesn't go bad.
Must be nice.
Honey, I mean, if you looked at my fridge right now, yeah, no.
Bro, ours
There's
is
like,
in.
it's like just nothing.
Well, our problem was we went and bought a bunch of food, and then we were sick for 3 days.
Oh, and it went, some of it went
Well,
bad.
it's just, it was a lot of fresh stuff.
Yeah.
The corn doesn't look as good as it did, when we first brought it home,
Yeah.
and there's a whole watermelon that's been sitting in the fridge for a week, and
Oh,
It's
yeah.
just, yeah, and
Yeah. Yeah, no,
so.
actually, I get that because I have stopped buying. I buy Marie Callender's turkey and TV dinners, chicken pot pies, and I buy Costco pre-made salads and then add some stuff to it. And then what's the other thing that we're doing right now? Actually, are those the two? Yeah, though that's kind of what we're doing. And then I keep some bread on hand and some peanut butter. And that's kind of it because I'm tired of throwing stuff away that we don't use. I'll get lunch meat and we'll make sandwiches for a couple days and then the rest of it sits and rots. Anytime I get fresh vegetables or fruit, we have the best intentions, but most of it ends up rotting, and I'm just tired of wasting money and throwing food away, especially in this economy. I'm
Wait, the
just tired
economy's
of it.
great. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's great for billionaires. The rest
Oh,
of us, there
that's what
ain't
he means
that.
by the golden age.
Yeah. Oh, the golden age is that fucking tacky ass shit that he's put up in the White House. Can you believe that? It looks horrible.
It doesn't look like it's gold
No,
at all. It
it
looks,
just looks like a kid.
it looks like, and this is nothing against Kurt. It looks like Kurt went in there with some spray paint and
Yeah.
just spray painted stuff to give the set more regal look,
Yeah,
and which
that's
is
what it
fine
looks
for
like, yeah.
community theater when you're on a budget of one can of spray paint.
Right.
And but it's another thing. I mean, it's just it's awful. It's so tacky. But then consider the source there. So.
Right. I and the stuff behind the oval desk or the desk in the Oval Office
Oh, you mean that
has
pile of shit?
grown into like a sh yeah, I'm like waiting for them to have a yard sale or something soon to, anyway, just my opinion. All right. It's also National Suicide Prevention Day.
I knew that too.
What an interesting day for things to happen. All right. Well, only celebrated one of those, but I'm good with that. So moving on, it's time to see how many birthdays we need to celebrate. Because, oh, did they move? When your friends have birthdays, they'll appear here. Apparently, something has fucked up. Let's try that again. No. Oh, that would be why it didn't do that, silly bitch. One moment, please. We are experiencing technical difficulties. We will be with you as soon as we get the page to load. All right, there we
Uh-oh.
go. Hello.
Yes.
Okay, so happy birthday to Ollie. We'll go with that. Also recently, you'll see happy birthday to Elsie and Devin and Jimmy. And upcoming birthdays, happy birthday upcoming to William Arthur Nell Iris. We have sex guru Mr. Richard Wagner. Our dear local friend Jason. We have, no, he's ex-directory. We have Chris, former listener. And then we have, oh, it's Andy Melton, who used to podcast on a new bunch of shows, including guest appearing on Madge Weinstein, I believe. We also have happy birthday to Brill, Nick, Big Guy Tom. We have Gary. Oh, I haven't seen him in a while. We have, oh, author and actor, touring actor, Mr. Jerry Rabushka. We also have our dear local friend Robert and Joel Suki, Nathaniel, and comedian Emma Haney, excuse me. So happy birthday, y'all. Hope you're doing real good. And oh my goodness, I almost forgot. Happy birthday to Nephi. Gotta remember that. All right. Well, let's see what's in our feed bag. Starting with Mr. Moose, who says, Tom, you really need to move to North Carolina. The doctor across the street is thinking about selling his house, really nice, and they're putting on a new roof in preparation to sell. Think it'll go for about 750K, and it's about 2,600 square feet. Oh my gosh. Oh
Oh.
my gosh. That's amazing. Anyway, they just put up a new deck too. So did you. We have both Google and AT&T gigabit fiber, so you can stream video for your to your heart's content. Where I live, Raleigh, it is very progressive. Broadway touring companies go to Durham, which is the next city to us. So move to Raleigh.
They're funny.
For those of you who can't see the video right now, Tom is smiling very bigly. So that's pretty cool. I would not want to move to the South. However, Mr. Moose makes it very tempting.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't even think of like North Carolina being the South. But then it's interesting because if you ask somebody in Europe, they consider California the South as well. Like, because it's just California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas,
Oh, I
all the ones
see.
on the south of,
Oh,
yeah. So
yeah.
it's just, and it's like, I just want to say, no,
Yeah.
we're not.
No, we go by we West. We're the West. The West is the best. Oh, moving on for that. Sean says, remisogyny. I saw some mortgage documents that Jen, that's his partner, had from before we got married. Oh, that's his wife. In the documents, she was listed as an unmarried woman. This was only 25 years ago, and I gotta wonder if they are still doing that. If a single man applied for a mortgage back then, would they have listed him as an unmarried man? Somehow, I doubt it. Yeah, no, spot on. Yeah, I don't know if they're still doing that. I would imagine that most places would have discrimination laws enough that that would have come off, but who the
Well,
fuck knows lately?
I know, and it's funny because I keep thinking, why did women put up with this for so long or still? And then I'm thinking, well, I know I'm pretty lazy, so it
Well,
If I
I
get to
mean,
stay home and not have to work and someone's paying my bills and shit like that, I don't know. That doesn't sound so bad, but
wait a minute.
this.
Wait a minute. Isn't that happening?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, women Look at what happened with Roe versus Wade. Five fucking people just took away 50 years of rights for women.
Six.
Six. Was it six? I don't know. Six assholes. So, yeah. And now they have said, by the way, that it's okay to racially profile. They're good with that.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah, as long as they're, you know, not them. All
Well,
right.
how else are they supposed to figure out if people are who's what? I mean,
Yeah.
you go there, you go, okay, they're dark. Let's pull them over. And then actually now they're saying if you find yourself that you might qualify for any of, because they had like four different things that they were going after, they say you might want to take something that proves that like you're, if you're an actual citizen, you might want to have that on hand.
Yeah, but some of the people show their real IDs and they still are getting arrested and then detained for like a week before they like, oh yeah, you're a citizen, you can go now. Fuck you. Anyway, let's send out some chub hugs. So I'm going to start with September losses because my September here, I have a birthday and anniversary dates. I thought my internet screwed up for a second. Oh, it was just you putting something up there. Okay, so where the hell are okay, so our anniversary dates, literally, I have like commemorating six deaths this
Which
year,
I still think
this
is
month.
ghoulish. It's ghoulish.
I keep track of all that shit, passes
Yeah.
and birthdays and when I
Well,
have to
okay.
send stuff out
Yeah,
and
but you don't have to share it with me. Okay. You can share it with whoever else. I
I'm
just.
sorry, I am used to sharing personal things with my friends.
Well, okay.
So I
Then
didn't
that
consider
works out
that
fine,
ghoulish to
doesn't
share
it?
that with you because you know the situation I'm sitting now. Ghoulish to me would be bringing up to him.
Which
So
you do.
no. Now, there's certain
I've
things
heard
that are
about the
just
pillows.
too sensitive. You've heard about what?
The pillows.
I am honestly, I don't have any
Okay,
idea what you're
okay.
talking about, but you'll tell me afterward, I'm
I will
sure.
tell you afterwards.
Okay. So anyway, so September losses, and then also to Chicago, which is about to be invaded for no fucking reason.
And we need to keep referring to it as an invasion.
Yeah.
We can't say, oh, they're going in to occupy to help it out. It's like, no, it's not. You're going in there to invade it, to intimidate people of color. And that's not just the illegals. We're talking, they're going in there to intimidate people of color, black and brown people, because when the election comes up, they're going to have lots of ICE people around, and that's people get
Yes.
scared when you go to vote and there's people with machine guns.
Yeah,
Because
that's
they used to do that in the South all the time.
well, and that fucking graphic that
Yeah.
you put up there of Shapocalypse Now or something like that.
Right.
That is like pure ass. I'm going in, I'm sending people in to destroy this city. It is so wrong. All right. Do you have any chub hugs?
Well, as something that just kind of came up, and that's my next door neighbor has been he had been grooming this fruitless mulberry tree in the front yard, in his front yard, to the point of where it completely encompassed his grass, and it came directly up to the house and then covered the driveway, so his car would be in shade, the front yard is in shade, the front of the house is in shade, and he, I don't, we're not good neighbors, because we know that something's happened with his health. I haven't seen him. I don't know if he's alive or dead, but they're cutting down his tree today, and it just seems like, okay, end of an era. Because I always was envious of his tree, because I could my tree was put in the wrong place in the yard. So it was it, what happened was my house and the duplex next door to me were owned by the same people. So the tree was kind of on the property line in between us. So it was interfering with their side of the house, the yard. So we took it down. But his was always so gorgeous. And so I sent to John and his memory a chub hug out today. And then again, with just all the weather shit going on, every time we turn around, there's a new storm heading somewhere. I mean, we even had flash flooding in Northern California last night. So, well, you would know that because your Wi-Fi was off. But if you had Wi-Fi, you would have gotten the things. It only went till 9 o'clock, and you didn't get your Wi-Fi back till then. So,
That's
but yeah, they've got a hurricane heading towards Hawaii. They've got hurricanes coming up from Africa. You know, they cut across the ocean and head towards us in the south east, and just every time there's one of those monsoonal rains coming through. Well, we've just seen what it's been doing to all the people everywhere, and then we've also got the fires. It's terrible.
That's
Just a lot of
true.
shit going on right now. Always the end of summer, not a good time.
No. All right. Let's go on to news, where the French government has collapsed as Prime Minister François Bayrou lost the confidence vote in the National Assembly, deepening political instability. President Macron must now appoint a new prime minister amid rising public debt and looming austerity measures. Poland, a NATO ally, said 19 Russian drones crossed into its territory amid an attack on Western Ukraine and that some had to be shot down. It triggered NATO's Article 4 mechanism in response, which formally alerted fellow allies to a significant threat and starts a consultation on how to respond. And of course, the Russians said, "Oh, there's no proof." But in, better news, Trump was booed at the US Open and then decided to go to a restaurant where people chanted that he was modern day Hitler to his face, and he just stood there being like, "Oh." He probably thought it was a nice thing that they were supporting it. All right. Well, it's time for our listener questions. And today we're talking about pets. So today, Mark and Scott wrote in and said, "Here's your picture of our two Scottish terriers. Robbie is 11 and Woody is 4 years old. They're both very good dogs. We love them dearly. They are like our children. And here's a picture of them on our arms as tattoos. They are both very active, go for walks every day. I love hunting in our backyard. I think they love hunting in our backyard. They've both killed rats and possums. It's just that natural instinct. Well, they can go after rats, but remember, possums are good. So try
No,
not to
they're
mess with
not. Get rid of them.
possums.
Squirrels, possums, all of them. Take them out.
Possums take care of all the insects and the nasty
Yeah. You know
stuff.
what else does? Birds. So we can keep the birds, get rid of these
I like
creatures.
possums.
Okay, marry it.
But you can get rid of rats. The last time I saw a rat out there, Kaya, our little Chihuahua mixed with a thousand
Demon.
demons, she went all of a sudden racing across the yard, grabbed one, gave it this death shake and then flipped it flying up in the air. It was crazy, and we were just shocked that she did that.
But that's what I was telling you. Animals have this natural Even though Kaya may never have seen a rat in her life, small dogs were meant to
Bred
get
that fur, yeah.
in and get at the rats, because
Yeah.
the rats could go into smaller places. We had a dachshund who'd never seen a gopher, but when one popped up in our backyard, she started going down that hole like it was instinct. And that's why
Wow.
I'm thinking, why hasn't there been not done more research on what memories, like memories that we have that our parents are passing down to us and our great grandparents are. No one ever talks about that, but there's got to be something to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of, well, I don't know about anything lately, but there has been studies about that we do have sensory memories, but they often have to be triggered or unlocked, but
Like seeing a rat,
yeah, exactly. I think that's why we see something like that and we scream and run away. But the little chihuahuas, they say, "Fuck that, I'm taking care of it." She did too. It was crazy. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, and your
Now,
tattoo's
have you ever met
incredible.
Scott, have you ever met a Scotty Terrier?
Yeah, they're they are sweet neighbors across the street. They have two of them. They're little.
Oh.
The one two across the street though are little demons that make Kaya look like a little angel.
Yeah,
Yeah,
see, I've
I'm
every time
sure.
I've met one, it has been the sweetest dogs. Just
Yeah.
so sweet.
Yeah, I same too, except for these two. I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, maybe it's you.
Well, it's bark, 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 bark. All right. And hi guys, Scott here. I wanted to show you a picture of my first dog. The picture was taken probably in 1967. Did they even have dogs back then?
I didn't know they had cameras.
Right. I think I was about 4 years old. I
Which
was
one is he?
okay, so I was the one sitting right next to mom. That
Okay.
was cute. And my mom and my two brothers, I was the cute one. And this was our first dog. She was a black lab. Her name was Petra. And she was a lovable dog. Labs are often such sweet-tempered pups. Eventually, a few years later, we had to move to California because my dad was in the military, so we had to leave her with my grandparents, and they took good care of her for the rest of our life. It was so hard leaving her, but we could not take her with us. That's sad.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
so sad.
that was typical. In with the when you were in the military, you almost didn't want to get pets because you knew that you weren't going to be able to take them to the next spot.
Right.
Most of the time, you wouldn't be able to. I remember when we lived in Montana, we had two dachshunds, but when we moved to Portugal, we had to leave them with my sister. And then when we came back, we got our dogs back.
Oh, well, that's good
So,
that you were able to do
yeah,
that.
that was nice because
Yeah.
at that point, my dad then retired, and so we were kind of if we were in a more of a nesting period at that point. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I always it always gets me when you have to make that decision and do that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a
Well,
great picture, though. I just love what people did with their kids.
yeah.
As far as, little bow ties, little white shirts,
Right.
and I still see a little bit of that now, but not as much as in the day where, taking fun shots of the family, where everyone's wearing the same pajamas and
Oh yeah.
yeah, just fun things like
Well,
that. And
and go ahead.
well, they just make such great memories to go back and look at too.
Yeah. And something like this too, it's a great photo because not only is it, everybody's dressed to the nines and everything, but they included the dog and the dog's just like got his head on her lap, and it's just very sweet. By the way, guys, if you want to see these pictures, go over to Chubb's Gone Wild on Facebook. And
And it's weird though. The only one smiling is the one,
oldest
the
brother.
oldest brother. Yeah, everybody. Because you know, it was so weird. I remember A Million Ways to Die in the West. That was the Charlize Theron and
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane, where they took a picture and they go, you know, you can't smile in a picture. You have to, you've got to keep, you know, you can't smile. And it's like, why can't we smile? You just can't. It's against the rules. You can't smile. And so many pictures you look back and it's like grandma and grandpa, were they really that upset, angry? Were they
Right.
that unhappy or no, they were just told not to, you know, you only got a few shots
Right.
on
Yeah, we
film.
have
Do you want a
photos of
goofy
that.
picture of yourself?
Right.
Keep your mouth
Well, and
shut.
not only that, but then they had oftentimes the camera had to be like the film had to be exposed to them for like a certain amount of time.
Yeah, there was a.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I think the Scott is smizing in here. You can see the smile in his eyes.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget everybody to send in your Halloween costume pictures. We've gotten several, which are really awesome, and we're gonna talk about those in the first show in October. So you still have some time to get those in.
Oh, by
But
the way, if you're at the doctor's house and you look over across the street, the second picture is what you see. Think about that. Just think about that.
No, I love this. I don't want to give any spoilers,
Yeah,
but
I
let's just
know,
say the
okay.
photos that are coming in are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're fun.
All right. And now Tom wants to talk about celebrity deaths.
Well, earlier in the week, Giorgio Romano, the iconic fashion designer, died at 91, and I guess it was sudden, even for
Wow.
91. Yeah, the Turtles guitarist, Mark Volman, he died at 78. And for those of you that don't know or remember the Turtles, they sang the song "Happy Together," so happy
No, that's
together.
iconic.
And on the same note, Supertramp founding member Rick Davies, he died at 81, and
Wow.
you'll remember that Breakfast in America album that was so huge in the 80s. Helen Van Winkle, who transformed herself into a social media influencer known as Batty Winkle, died at the age of 97.
She became like, I mean, she her photos and stuff were just everywhere. She wasn't just a social media influencer. She just like made old age look fun.
And then finally, something we just announced today, just even though she died a few days ago, Polly Holiday, best known as Flo on the sitcom Alice, she died at 88 years old, and that completes that cast. Everybody has died. The main characters on that show, all of them have died. She was
Wow.
the holdout. And I was just looking it up a couple days ago because of Brian had mentioned to me that I think it was Brian that he thought that everybody from Three's Company had died, and I thought the
Joyce is still
dark,
alive.
yeah, and
Oh,
so yeah,
sorry. So we're, I think two the two replacements for Suzanne Summers too.
that doesn't count.
Okay.
Well, it really does. I mean, it's the main cast of the original cast. I mean,
Gotcha.
it's
You're going
like
for the original. Cool.
When you know Cousin Oliver is still alive, so the Bradys live on. You know, no, that's not the way it works. So, but yeah, so that was very sad news we just heard today.
Wait a minute. Let's see. I just
What,
want to check
my
real
week?
quick.
Well, here, let me
Oh,
start.
hold on before you run off with that. I'm trying to look up Richard Klein because I think Richard Klein is still alive. He played Larry.
Richard
He was
Klein's still
original
alive.
cast. He was in the first episode. Yeah,
Okay.
he's still alive. He's 81. Wow. Oh, yeah, he's 81.
And he's working all the time.
Is he? All right. And now Tom wants to talk to you about his extended week since we didn't record for a couple of days.
Let's see, starting off with Big Brother. Last week, Vince, Ashley, and Mickey were on the block. And Keanu was the head of household. Vince pulled himself off in the blockbuster competition, leaving Ashley and Mickey up. Mickey's a female, by the way. And Mickey was told by everyone that they're going to vote Ashley or Vince out, whoever's they're up against. We're voting them out. And then they voted Mickey out. So she was pissed. She was so pissed. She was because she doesn't go to jury, so she's not in. They don't lock them away, and they can't do interviews. So she was out hitting everything she could to bitch and complain about what happened to her, which is always fun. This week they did since they had the MTV Awards on it was the MTV Awards on CBS. They moved Big Brother from Sunday to Tuesday this week. So last night we found out that they're doing a special, or there's a special thing going on. It's their night at the White Lotus, and they're just doing a White Lotus bullshit. And then they had this game that they all had to play, and whoever either had the worst score or the worst time getting it complete or didn't complete it was going to be evicted from the house, and it ended up being Rachel. And she was very upset, and then she pulled up her big girl pants and said, "The queen is now leaving the house." Because she was saying that the newbies were just stupid. They were stupid. They didn't, they didn't know what they were doing. They voted against their own good, what was best for their game. And she said it was so hard trying to keep her head above water when you have idiots playing with you. So, and it's true. No, she was right. But yeah, Rachel said, actually, she was a little bit more tolerable this time than she was the last three times I had to see her, including that damn Amazing Race.
Not to mention Big Brother and several, thank you. Amazing Race, and there was another show that they were on that I'm just like done.
So, on David Chang Live this week that he this last week he had Chrissy Teigen and Diplo on, and he was serving them their last meal, whatever they wanted for their last meal. So they're trying to do themes on there, and it's like, stop. You're just all you're doing is you're limiting yourself down the line, and ask them what foods they like and make them their food. Stop trying to be clever with themes. And it's live, so now they're doing live call-in votes, not call-in, but you can go online and you can tell us if you like rice or if you like pasta better. It's like, I don't give a shit. I'm watching this. I'm not watching it live. But Netflix, who brought in the joy of not having to watch things live, now wants to do things live. So I understand why. I just think it's dumb. On Eye of the Storm, which is over on HBO Max, we watched an episode about Lincoln, Nebraska, and April 26, 2023, and the tornadoes that whipped through that state. On South Park last week, we found out that Donald Trump is fucking Satan. And I love the double meaning. It made me laugh because then all the people on Fox News are going, "What? Trump is fucking Satan?" And then at the end we find out he is fucking Satan, and he's given the Satan a butt baby.
Oh,
Yeah. And it's driving the right
God. Yes.
insane. on the last food or the food truck race over on Max as well. By the way, South Park is available on Paramount Plus. Food truck race, we're down to the last two. I thought it was going to be last week, but we have one left. We got rid of the queue people, their truck, and now we're down to the Pakistani guys and the pasta people. So we'll see what happens. But it's a good show. Alien Earth, they did an episode that probably should have been the first episode and
Oh yeah,
not
I
the
saw that.
fourth or fifth episode. But
You know how these shows love to do that,
it
though.
was very informative though. It was very well, they don't like doing linear, and I like linear.
Me too.
But I thought it was interesting because I was even mentioning this to Brian. You know, Brian's never seen one of the Alien episodes or movies, except
What?
when it was like Sigourney Weaver that time period. So when you're watching Alien, remember Alien, the first one, there were
Terrified me, yeah.
sure, but there were what, eight people running that entire ship. And that always was like, how could there just be eight people running that thing? I mean, granted, they do spend a lot of time where they're, under, they're resting, whatever that they do, whatever that's called, where they're in
Oh, cryo
hibernation.
chamber or
Yes,
whatever,
yeah.
or yeah.
So they're in a hibernation kind of state. I get that, but you still have the robot would still be awake. Why was he always in the container as well? And then it's like it should have been, well, anyway, on this one they actually showed us that there were different crews that would get woken up at different times, and that way there was always somebody basically alive walking around making sure nothing was going wrong. I mean, sure, they're going to have things where Mother will go, oh, we've had a fire in this pod. We need, somebody to wake up and go take care of it. Even though we put the fire out, we still need to find out why the fire happened. Blah, 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 whatever. Bullshit. I want to see, there should be hundreds of people on a ship like that. Hundreds. Okay. And so that part was kind of cool. And then I do. As much as I hate the billionaire guy, I do like the fact that he knows how to fuck with people. So, like when he sits down and puts his feet on the table, his dirty, dirty bare feet on a table, it's just like, okay, he knows how to press buttons.
Who's your favorite character on there?
On this one, it's tough because they're dying so quickly. Especially this last episode. Let's see. I guess it's Wendy, you
Yeah,
know.
I would say that, or her and or her brother.
Oh, her brother's an idiot.
I know, but I'm
No,
still
he's an
like kind
idiot.
of hoping that he'll stop being an idiot, but
Well,
who
I'm
knows?
hoping he dies, and it's because I love it. He goes, I'm going to take you away from here. She goes, I don't want to
Yeah, that
go.
was stupid.
What, I mean, why would you think? I mean, I don't understand why he thinks that he needs to take her away. She doesn't, she's not his sister in the sense of, a little girl, and he's protecting what, a family member. She's not that little girl anymore. So anyway, Harry Potter, we got through Goblet of Fire and the Order of the Phoenix. I'll tell you, on, I don't know if it's this way on Max, but on Peacock, they're adding those extra scenes in there. And sometimes it's just a lead-in scene where there's this one time where they're waiting for Snape to show up, and there should, before he walks in, they're showing the kids fucking around. They're kids, and it's kind of refreshing. And in the maze, the maze scene in Goblet of Fire, they actually, it's a little bit longer, a little more intense, because that seemed like it went by so fast. And then we're at the cemetery. So, yeah, that was good. Anyway, moving on. We completed Wednesday over on Netflix. Left us with a little bit of a cliffhanger, but second season is so much better than the first season. So much well conceived. Brought in the family for a lot more than they did the first season. It was just it just seemed like it was better written. And Tim Burton was he directed almost all of them, which I'm thinking must be weird for him because he's either working on the animated shit or he's got a year to produce product. For an hour and a half movie, he's got 2 years, a year or more to do that. And on this, you're directing it. I think he directed four of the episodes, it may be more. But he's got to be on helm for all that and dealing with all those actors and all those sets. And that's if even four episodes, that's 4 hours worth of movie. So and but one thing I do appreciate is that I do appreciate we're getting better quality stories for the most part. I know some of them are filler thing, bullshit fillers, but Wednesday didn't have any of those. But it's usually these sci-fi ridiculous ones or
Like the
the
Witcher.
witch ones, yeah. So where you could easily have made that into an hour and a half movie. Instead, you give us 10 hour long episodes. Shoot me. Yeah.
Of a whole bunch of characters that we forget who the fuck they are by the time we get back to them.
Right. Let's see. Great British Baking Show. Did you get to watch it?
Not yet, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's just first, they're all so nice as always. But I always liked to pick what I call, and I do this on reality shows like Survivor and Big Brother and stuff, where I have my like Big Brother boyfriend for the summer, and I have my British Bake Off boyfriend, and this time, nothing. It's just like there's nothing, no bells are ringing, and there's one guy that's kind of cute. His name is Tom. But he looks like the gay older brother of Ron Weasley. So, but because the Weasleys were always on the edge of being kind of cute, but the gay brother would figure out a way to make it work. And he does. He's gay. So that was nice. A lot of gays this time. A lot of gays. And I think there's a lesbian too.
I think there's a lesbian, and then I thought there was a trans person.
Well, there may be, and we just don't know yet.
Oh, or maybe a cross dresser. I don't, anyway, doesn't matter. We'll find
Okay.
out.
Okay, for anybody that is a fan of Transformers, the movies or the cartoon or whatever, a movie came out last year and it kind of got lost. It was called Transformers One, and it is basically it is the prequel. It's how it all got started. How everything got started. It's animated, but the animation is gorgeous. And it's how Optimus Prime and the whole Bumblebee and everybody came about. And it's just this really nice hour and a half packaged movie. And it's over on Prime right now for free. Well worth seeing if you have any liking of that stuff at all. I saw this on the plane to Turkey, and so I saw it on a very little screen, and then we watched it yesterday because there's not a whole lot on. It's into summer, but yeah, so we watched it and it was good again. I was really happy to see it on a more appropriate screen.
Cool.
And I did want to mention when I say there's nothing to watch. Next Sunday, which would be whatever next Sunday is the Emmys over on CBS or Paramount Plus. But the thing I always liked about the Emmys is that the Emmys are on Sunday, and Monday there's something going to be new on TV. So, because everybody
Nice.
starts their new season post Emmys.
Yeah.
Well, at least the let's say CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, they always do it post, because that's the prime time season, basically. And so, we're going to have soon, we're going to have more Elsbeth and Matlock and Tracker
Yeah.
and just, all of my favorite shows are, it's like my friends are coming back. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And then finally, in New York, they are closing Cabaret early. They had brought Billy Porter in to finish up the run,
Yeah.
and he said some things that angered. Well, he basically said, "Okay, get ready, New York. The Jews are out, the blacks are in," and which was weird because Orville is not Jewish, and it just sounded like it will sound. I mean, when you're talking about cabaret and you say the Jews are out, you're
Yeah, I
missing
was
kind of
gonna
the
say
idea of the
that's
show. So, and you're saying it in New York, so people were angry, and when they were complaining that Orville wasn't, he was only bringing in $800,000 and $900,000 a week for box office when the show needs to really run with about $1 million a week. It's just because it's expensive to do. And Billy wasn't bringing in fives. He wasn't even bringing in half a million. And so he's gotten an illness now. So he's bowing out of the show.
Yeah.
And so,
Illness is called foot and mouth disease.
but what's nice is the two major understudies get to finish the run
Good.
as the MC. And one of them is his name's Marty, who on RuPaul's Drag Race would be better known as Marsha, 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 and he
Oh, right.
and he's been with the show since the New York run, and he's done. I mean, he's done the MC a few times. I remember he did it twice. I know when Adam was there. So if Adam can't make the Wednesday matinee, he would step in. That or Sunday matinee, that kind of thing, and. But this way, they get to close it out. And I think that's really a nice way to kind of pay back the people who don't get to go on stage very often. Even though
Yeah.
Marty actually played one of the Kit Kat girls,
Yeah,
boys.
that was pretty
And
cool.
so when I saw him, saw it originally with Orville, it was he was in the show as well as the Kit Kat boys, so that was still fun to see him. But I, yeah, just that kind of thing, it makes me happy. It's like when I remember when the one girl broke her leg, when we were doing just it was it just us girls,
Just Us
right?
Girls, yep.
And then we had one of our actresses come in, and she had the script on with her, and somehow at the end, half the audience didn't know she was on script
Right, because
because
she
she
was
was
so
so good.
good.
And it's just like and on the Tonys, one of the queens in Six were the un was the understudy, and she came in and did the number that they did for the Tonys. And afterwards, I remember the girl from West Side Story and many things. She Hamilton. She said she was hosting. She goes, and this girl is an understudy. And it's like, yes,
Yeah,
cheers
that's
for the
awesome.
understudies.
Yep.
And that's about it. For other than the fact that I had it's neurovirus, which is
Oh,
the.
yeah.
I had that over the weekend, which is basically the cruise ship diarrhea.
Ugh.
I was giving Matt a blow by blow.
Literally.
I sent you 16 notifications, but I think we ended up around 18 or 19 by the time we were done. Yeah,
I felt bad for you.
I was a mess.
I'm sorry that you were a mess. Now, talking about Cabaret, I have to say, after I saw that, got to see it, my opinion of Orville Peck just shot through the roof. He did such an incredible job. I did not know that he had that in him. So.
Yeah, he was the performer that you were watching during the show, because when they go, oh wow, they were mesmerizing, they were they throw out all these lovely little terms. He was I'm trying to think of the right thing, the word to say, but it was so magnetic when he walked out and he started performing. You didn't notice a lot of the other actors on stage. You just noticed him.
It's like when he wasn't on stage, it's like I almost felt like fast forwarding. I tried not to, but I was just like, no, give me some life again. He was incredible in that.
Well, I remember the scene that really threw me, and that when I knew that the show was, oh, this is a lot. This isn't Joel Grey's MC, but when he sings the "If You Only Knew Her Like I Know Her" to the gorilla, and then what he does is he sings the song, and then afterwards he kills the gorilla, which was the joke was, if you knew her like I did, you wouldn't think she was Jewish at all, was the joke. It was kind of like a ba-dum-tsh. And then the da 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 da, that was a little funny thing in the show. And then when then but he kills her, and it's like,
Yeah, it brings you back to what the show
this
is really about.
Well, I'm sorry, but the 1972 show, was it even about the Jews? And the Nazis, and I mean, we knew the Nazis were there and the Jews were there, but it seemed more about Sally Bowles and isn't she clever?
Well, yeah, and the two guys are, being
Are they or aren't
by.
they?
Yeah, exactly.
And until they actually are at that one thing, and you see the kids singing my what is it? The Future Belongs to Me, and then you see the flags in the window, kind of blurred in the window. And then it's like, oh, that's right. This is about Nazi Germany and not about, Sally Bowles getting high and getting fucked. So different show, very different show, but one that I can't stop thinking about after seeing it. This new version, very different movie, very different show, very different story.
So, we need to update your celebrity deaths.
Charlie Kirk?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's dead. So, anyway, conservative activist, of course. You know what? I can't, I don't like these people, but that is not right. Okay, just moving on. All right, well, what great way to kick off my week. Let's see, starting with, of course, Alien Earth. We talked about that. And of course, I'm going to be kind of slow catching up with that because I'm going to have to figure out how to watch it since my access to that is not available. I did finish Wednesday too. Yes, season two, part two, which just came out, was to me even better than part one, because part one to me was fine, but I had a little bit of trouble kind of following some of it. And yet part the these last four episodes were great. I was so into them that I actually didn't realize I'd watched all four episodes until just about the end. It just seemed like a long movie, and it was really good. So I definitely recommend it. Then, since I actually subscribed to Netflix for a month so that I could kind of catch up on the shows that I missed and some of the movies that I've been trying to find to watch from my Jason Statham binge. But so I ended up watching one last night called Havoc with Tom Hardy. Have you seen this?
I don't know.
You know, I don't, I wouldn't necessarily, if you are into a really bloody, just gritty shoot 'em up, everybody dies type movie. If you like those kind of action movies, you will love this film. And Tom, you know, the acting in it, Tom Hardy, the plot's kind of simplistic, but that worked for it. There's a lot of action, and I'm telling you, this town looked like a huge bomb had just like destroyed the town, and then people went back and like lived there and occupied the entire city. It was dirty, gritty. I don't know where they got the sets from this, but it was so enthralling in a way. Anyway, it's a really, really good movie. But it is one that if you don't like the shoot 'em up bloody type stuff, you're not gonna watch. You don't watch it.
Now,
And then
did you see there's a new one on Prime right now?
which one? No.
Brand new. I think it's like The Lawmaker.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
And well, it's just come out, and it's with Statham, so
Oh.
you add it to that list.
Oh, wait. No, yeah, Lawmaker. No, I haven't heard of that. Awesome. Cool. Let's see. Next up. Okay, so continuing on my. Did I watch anything other than that? No. Okay. So on my Statham binge, let's see. I started off watching, of course, the Fast and Furious. Last time I talked about Fast and Furious 6 and 7, which were just like snore. Whatever. And then the fate, I ended up watching The Fate of the Furious, which was a 2017, and it actually got better. But whenever it was like, it's almost like when they have the Statham in it, and the scenes that he's in, which are also with, The Rock and stuff like that, it's almost like somebody else wrote them or directed them because they're sharp and they're quick and they're fun and they have really good action. And the rest of it is like the old parts, which I did not watch all of the early Fate and Furious or Fast and Furious because it was just like, I tried one and it was so boring. So anyway, it got better. So Fate of the Furious was pretty good. F9, Fast and the Furious, it's just the F9, the ninth movie. There was no Statham in it. I watched it because it said that there was supposed to be him in it. He wasn't in it, but you know what? They actually did a good job with it. So I didn't hate the fact that I watched the movie. Then you had actually, I think you had actually pointed this out to me. There's Hobbs and Shaw, which is a Fast and Furious movie, but it's only with The Rock and Statham and they pair up. That was a really good film. It was a little too freaking long because it was over 2 hours, but it was a really good film. And so I was really glad to watch that. Then I watched Fast and Furious 10, which was from 2023, and they finally like pulled their shit together. And even though Statham was only in it for like 8 minutes of the film for his scenes, it was actually really good, really innovative. Shoot 'em up, blow 'em up. I mean, for car chase movies, and I'm just like, car chase movies, okay. It was pretty intense, and they had some great. I mean, the part where they were like going off the dam and things just tankers blowing up. It was actually kind of fun. So,
It's really about family.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's one of the things that irritated me is that like they tacked it on the first part, they tacked in the last part, God and family. So God, family, guns. I'm like, no wonder all the straight guys are jacking off to this shit. It's just like, and they have that cross through the
Well,
whole damn series. It's this fucking
cars
cross.
and cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cars, guns, Jesus, and whatever the other thing was, a family. Everything's about family. So anyway,
No, it's all about the family.
that's pretty much, yeah. So I don't know. I think they're making another one, and it's supposed to have The Rock in it, and wrap up the guy that got away from this current one. And I'll watch it. I'll definitely watch it. So, but I won't go back and watch those really boring ones. And then I watched Snatch, which is another Statham movie. It was actually one of his early ones, and this was directed by Guy Ritchie, and it's in Britain. And he plays what Statham plays, like a head of a fight ring, and they're trying to get guys to throw fights, and the guys kept not throwing the fights. And but this was a horrible movie, and the acting was good, the cast was good, but I don't know what it is about Guy Ritchie films. They just don't fucking come together well. And on top of it, this fucking movie hated dogs because there was dog fighting, dogs that swallowed balls or squeaky toys and squeaked the whole fucking film. There was dead dog bodies, and it was just like I fucking hated every bit of it. Then, I watched The Meg, which is another Jason Statham film, and I've put off. My mom loves shark movies, so she loved The Meg movies. I was just like, I ain't watching this shit. Well, of course,
It's not a shark.
a Megalodon, of course. So finally, I'm like, okay, well, obviously, I gotta watch this one to, get through the series. And I actually really liked it. Not only did I really like it, but Pippin the little dog at the end was just fine, which was great after watching Guy Ritchie's shit show. So, yay. And then, of course, at nighttime, I have finally switched away from 5 months of watching Come Back, Mrs. Noah, six episodes over and over and over. And I have watched The IT Crowd. And the IT Crowd is a Britcom that, oh my God, it is just, the humor is brilliant. It stands up today. I just, one of my favorite, there's a couple, one of my favorite scenes is when they accidentally stumble on a bomb robot, and it's stuck. And so they go over to the computer guy and they're like, we can help. What operating system? And he's like, Windows Vista. And then the guy is just like, we're all going to die. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant show. And that, other than having my internet not working for several days, was my week. All right. So I'm gonna move on here to what would you do? A friend posts an unflattering photo of you on Facebook and tags you for all to see. Do you untag yourself quietly, message them to take it down, or laugh it off and embrace it?
I tell you to stop putting my picture on the internet, and then I don't talk to you for a week, and then you go, oh, how did I know that you were not going to like that pic? I thought it was a good picture. Yeah, that's what I do.
I do think it's a good picture.
It wasn't.
I mean, the only pictures that we really see are you and Sean at a comedy club.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's all you need to see. And you'll see me at some like it hot tonight.
Oh,
With
really?
my new hair.
Oh, That will be fun. That'll be very fun. Anyway, I just wait a couple eggs and then untag myself from it. I don't cause much trouble. I just untag myself. And I don't usually tag somebody unless I ask them first, because that's just proper what you do
Yeah, rude. That's what it's called, rude.
when you ask them first.
Now, if you ask them first, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah, but you
Otherwise,
don't.
yeah, it's just
Yeah.
bad etiquette.
Yeah.
All
And
right.
then I don't talk to you for a week.
I
Okay.
know. My it's very quiet.
Love it
All
or
right,
leave
anyway.
it.
Love it or hate it.
I don't hate it.
Rebooting old TV shows and movies.
I don't care.
You know, I used to have a little bit of a ugh about it, and now I'm just like, fuck it. If you do a great job, I'm there.
I mean, you'll get the what was
The haters.
what?
Purists and the haters.
No. What I'm saying is sometimes you're going to get the, and I can't remember the name of the show, the one with Rita Moreno where she played the grandmother. It was a reboot of the
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time,
Yeah.
and then you get the reboot of the Poseidon Adventure. Oh,
Ugh.
was there one? No, because
Exactly.
what
I have
happens
not
is
watched it. I won't.
what happens is if it's crap, you no one in a week no one's going to even know it existed,
Right. Or
and it doesn't harm the old movie.
right.
So
Well, look at
are
Lost
the
in
old
Space.
TV. And sometimes it's like with the Harry Potters. Everyone's going, "Oh my God, I can't believe they're remaking Harry Potters. They came out 25 years ago."
Yeah, which seems so weird.
It does, but it came out 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And so today's audience doesn't like the movies as much as they're going to like the new TV series, because it's
Yeah.
going to be more in-depth, it's going to be more interesting. They can take their time.
Yeah.
And so that's going to make all the difference in the world.
And
And so,
how
and
many
if it's
years did we say
terrible, then
that?
it's out.
Yeah. And there were years that we've said that they need to do that. And I don't want to say I'm glad in a way, but it should be good. The like Lost in Space, when they said they were coming out with the Lost in Space, I'm like, is it going to be like that movie? But it was a phenomenal series.
Yeah, it was a kind of a new way of looking at it. It's like people, were pissed at about this Alien TV show. What?
It
How could you
works.
do that? And actually, Sigourney Weaver posted this weekend, Alien TV show. She said she really liked it, and like, who would have thought? But it's good. So yeah, I just look at it this way. There are shows like, let's say, some black and white shows. You've got All About Eve, and there I can name you probably a dozen gay people who have never watched All About Eve, and when and their answer is, isn't that in black and white? I don't know any of those people in the show. You don't know Betty Davis or Marilyn Monroe? What's
Right.
wrong with you people? But if they could do a good version of that now, do it.
Yeah.
Young people, it's okay to take a great story and make it great again. But if you, like I said, if it's shit, then no one remembers it, and no harm, no shame. Just
Yeah.
it's gone. Just
I mean,
gone.
how many of us, even the younger ones make tradition of watching certain Christmas movies, and you look at those Christmas movies and they were from tons ago. Look at the, unless they were colorized, but like the Miracle on 42nd,
34th
34th
Street.
Street. Brilliant. I like the black and white version.
Oh, so much better.
Yeah.
Well, the newer one that they did with
Oh, yeah.
when they made him out to be, oh,
Dermot McNeil, yeah.
Santa wants kids to sit on his lap. Yeah, we know why. And
Yeah, he was Epstein, yeah.
that's why he got punched in the face, was because don't call Santa a pedophile and then send him to the mental hospital. I almost got up and walked out of that screening too. If it wasn't with my work, I would have.
All right. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you have a personal theater ghost story? Any theaters you ever performed in have supernatural lore?
Honestly, it's weird because most of the theaters that I've been dealing with were like new theaters, newer buildings. So I don't have, but I remember when we were in that one upstairs, and it was an old Masonic temple. When you walked in there, it sure felt weird.
It did. I fell asleep while I was napping in the back room, what we called the back room, makeshift, on the couch. And I was kind of drifting off, and I felt something right in front of me. And I just instinctively told it, no, fuck off and get the fuck away from me. And then I was never in the theater alone after that. It was so creepy up there. You just felt bad energy there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think your hometown has changed more for the better or for the worse?
The only thing that sucks in this town is the traffic. The freeways are awful. And, well, and then there's this one area of Stockton Boulevard where homeless people, where regular, people who live in the neighborhood, for some reason, they just cannot use the crosswalk. I mean, they could be 20 feet from the crosswalk. They're not going to use it. They're not waiting for that light. They're going to, we have, Brian and I refer to it as Frogger Lane because. I mean, there was a time where I'd be driving down to the grocery store and somebody's dead in the road. I mean, we had a lot of deaths. And it wasn't, and it, actually, it usually wasn't animal. I don't think we saw that many animals because they're not dumb enough to do that. But we'd see people, bodies covered up as you're driving to the grocery store, and it's like, oh, great, that lane's going to be closed on the way back, because you start turning it off because you see it so often. But it's like now when you drive there, you're like, okay, they're gonna is that biker is gonna the guy on a bike just gonna pull out in front so he can, because they'll go from the right lane and then just zip right across in front of all this traffic, and it's terrifying. But but other than that, Sacramento. The restaurant scene is really good. We got a lot of really good restaurants. Unfortunately, a lot of restaurants are closing because people
Saw
can't
that
afford to go to
one.
restaurants, and they can't afford to raise their prices. So it's kind of a yeah,
Well,
but.
we went to the the anniversary event for Outward, which is a paper that I write for, last night at Badlands, and Roscoe's is right next door. Usually we go there for dinner afterward, and it wasn't even open. And I'm like, it's a Tuesday night. You'd expect on a Monday because some restaurants close on Mondays. No. And they didn't have their chairs out. They didn't have their lights on. And I'm just wondering, is this a one night thing? Is this.
Well, because if you think about it, if you're running a business and you're open 5 days, you don't have to give anybody days off. You
Interesting.
don't need a second shift, basically. A lot of restaurants close Sunday, Monday. Others close Monday, Tuesday. Those Sunday was because I think that goes all the way back to church, and Sunday nights are not a good night for restaurants, so a lot of them just closed because of that reason. And Mondays just are terrible, back to the work week. But
Yeah, I've always heard that, the most places are like that are just closed on Mondays
Yeah,
for whatever.
when our theater switched over to doing dollar nights out of Birdcage, or dollar days, it was Tuesday because Tuesday was the worst day of the week to go to the movie, or it's the day of the week that less people go to movies. That's why you see a lot of specials still on Tuesdays. It's like Tuesdays at one of the theaters here in town, or one of the chains, is all seats are like $8.99. So only on Tuesdays. So trying to get people in, and then with restaurants, it's easier to close. You know, you don't have to worry about food spoilage. You don't have to worry about, staffing. It's just take a couple days off and boom. And everyone gets 2 days off. That's nice too.
I think that Sacramento has changed for the better. I mean, since I was here, it's just bigger. There's more things to do.
It's
We
a look,
have bigger shows coming
yeah,
in.
it's become a location now instead of
A
a
destination.
destination and not a place where people go to work.
Let's see. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, what's your favorite struggle meal?
Huh?
So like if you're ha I'm assuming that this means if you're struggling with something, what's your go-to meal?
Oh,
I would have
okay.
thought that was like a comfort meal.
Or is it
Struggle meal.
when you're short on money, what's a cheap meal,
Oh,
you know
you know
what I mean?
what? That could be a good thing
Well, it
too.
struggle meal when I'm if I'm like if I'm looking for comfort food because something it's always going to be fried chicken.
Mine is mine.
All I wanted was fried chicken this last week, and I finally went yesterday and got some.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Mine's usually pizza. I just like to order a really good pizza. And you know what? Honestly, I have not had a really good pizza for a long time. Even the places that seemed very reliable are just not that good anymore.
Yeah, we went to Papa Murphy's has a pepperoni pizza with hot honey. You drizzle the hot honey over the two types of pepperoni. We brought it home, we baked it, and it was so weird. The crust got brown and the bottom was still doughy. And so we had to put it in a longer just to get it to where we could get it off of the, they had the little sheet that you cook it on. And we couldn't get that off the sheet. It
Yeah,
was that
I've run
doughy.
into that with them before too.
Yeah. So that was disappointing. But and then as far as the other, when I'm struggling, like money struggles, our go-to was always get yourself a loaf of bread and a dozen eggs and eat egg salad for a few days.
Egg salad?
Egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Well, that was the thing is boiled eggs, because when eggs were actually cheap,
Yeah.
when we were struggling. We
And you
had.
get a loaf of, you get a cheap loaf of white bread for 99 cents, whatever the store brand was in the day. So you could walk out there with, maybe $1.50 carton of eggs and a dollar loaf of bread. Fortunately, you had, your condiments at home, so you didn't have to buy any of those. And then you go home, boil some eggs, make some egg salad sandwiches.
And then when they were had ramen finally,
Oh
ramen
yeah.
was like 7 to 10 cents a thing sometimes. You could just get a whole bunch of it. But when we were super poor, starting out our own finally at the new apartment, we had a couple years where we basically just had bags of potatoes, margarine, the cheapest margarine we could find, and ketchup. And that was any meal that we had was you sliced up the potatoes, you baked them in the oven with a little bit of margarine, you smothered them with as much ketchup as you could stand, and that's what you ate. And that's all we had for a long time.
Yeah, I remember the Remember they used to show really poor people would get a cup of hot water and two or three packets of ketchup and make tomato soup.
Oh yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
we didn't do that because I just wouldn't. But yeah,
Yeah.
the things that we did back then. Just trying to think of anything else that we really had, but no, for us, when McDonald's would have those like 25-cent burgers, we'd just go buy like 20 of them and put them in the freezer and then take one out for a meal. So yeah. All right. Thank you, Timothy, for those questions. It was really good. And if we didn't answer the struggle meal exactly, let us know.
Or let us know what you meant by struggle meal, because
Yeah.
that could be a regional thing too.
True.
That people refer to the struggle meal as being this, and it's like, oh, okay, that makes
Right.
sense.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like it could like it, maybe if it was like what meal do you struggle with, but it's your favorite to make. That
Okay. Yeah. There's a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
What do
right.
you remember?
The Sears Wish Book catalog.
Okay, I remember that.
I mean, I remember the Sears catalog, which I found absolutely fascinating as a kid, but I never did the picking or wishing or anything like that on it. I just remember, at least for the first like 8 years of my life, that it was there and it was fun to look at.
Yeah.
Especially for some reason I lingered on the underwear ads.
Well, it was the because the 1 year you could see the guy's wiener, the impression of his wiener in the white shorts,
Yeah.
and it was
And the little tummy.
everywhere,
Yeah.
everywhere, that's all people were talking about. Oh, did you see the new Sears catalog? Oh, you mean the wiener? Yeah, I saw that, and everyone got one.
Yeah.
They all came in the mail, and it was like. I wasn't looking at the toys either.
Right.
So
Yeah. So yeah.
I had
But
Saturday morning
cool.
cartoons to figure out what I needed for gifts.
Yeah, I don't really remember asking for anything specific when I was a kid. Maybe roller skates or something like that, but I don't know. They always found a way when I was young, like under 10, they always kind of found a way to get things that, I liked. So I don't remember asking for anything. Now, over that, that was a whole different story. Okay. Lunchbox. Well, we've got some great things this time. We're going to start out with Mr. Moose. And Mr. Moose says, I ordered Thai basil chicken again. Restaurant knows I like it hot. So they put extra jalapeno peppers in there, along with some extra crushed red peppers. So good.
Yeah, I mean, well, usually I'm a medium guy. Medium Thai. And 'cause Thai places tend to you want it hot? We can make it hot,
Yeah.
'cause Indian restaurants won't do that. When you go, I
Oh.
want it hot, you'll get it medium.
Right.
And that was just because people would go, I can't eat this. This is too hot. And then they'd lose, they'd have to make another meal for them. So, like I think we've met, I mentioned this before. For some reason, it's the Asian spices I like hot,
It's got
hotter.
more flavor.
Yeah,
It's
the
Asian
oil,
spices seem to have more flavor.
the hot
Yeah.
oils, and the just the yes, it's better where with the Mexican stuff, I don't like it as hot.
Makes sense. Okay, and then fried up some okra for a side dish at dinner.
I
I
just
love fried okra.
see. I've never really been a fan of okra because it was always slimy.
Slimy, yeah.
But he has a way of making me want to eat okra.
Yeah, see, when they can negate the slime and have it a really good breaded crust on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Next up, we have Mr. Phoenix Dave. He wrote in and said, "Hubby and I went to a new restaurant in Baton Rouge, Diego Drago's. Drago's. I'm gonna say that. Drago's Seafood. It was open for years in South Louisiana, but closed and reopened a year later last weekend. We started the meal off with spinach dip and chips." Oh man, we had some spinach and artichoke dip at the gathering last week four. So good. We started the meal. Yeah, okay. I had the fleur de lis shrimp, fried shrimp with peanuts in a spicy red pepper aioli. Hot, but absolutely delicious.
I'll tell
Hubby,
you,
yes.
there's something about the shrimp in Louisiana, especially the rock shrimp. Oh my God. Unfortunately, we didn't discover rock shrimp until towards the end of the trip. Otherwise, that would have been all we would eat. It was so they were so tasty. And then and then you throw in all these great Cajun spices and stuff like that. My mouth is watering looking at these shrimp.
And then hubby had the seafood pasta, shrimp and crab meat in a cream sauce over angel hair pasta with shredded cheese. Wonderful food. Now that looks really, that's really good to
Yeah.
me. Yeah. Don't get
Oh
your
my
shrimp
God.
from Walmart. Not right now. All right, moving on to Mark, who wrote in and said, "Hi guys, Mark here. Last week, Scott and I had another appointment at Sutter in Sacramento, so we decided to have lunch there. Scott had a grilled cheese and delicious French fries.
They
He
look good.
said, yeah, those fries look really yummy. Actually, that sandwich looks, now I want that." He said it was great. I had grilled chicken sandwich with French fries. It was so yummy. I had a coffee cake for dessert. Oh, God, now I want coffee cake. You know, Mormons can't eat coffee cake. It's an inside joke with me. Fine, never mind. Okay, and I decided to pick up a pizza from there to have later that night for dinner. I ordered a cheese pizza. It was only $5. When I got home, I put my own toppings on it and it was so good. Wait, where did you go to get that?
This was at
$5
Sutter. You
pizza.
can
Wow.
get a whole pizza at a hospital.
I'll take, well, I don't want to go there for that, but yum. $5 for pizza, that's really good. Then we have Mr. Michael Sage, who wrote in and said, "This is ground beef," in little rabbit quotes, beef, because he's a vegetarian. "Flavored with harissa." Oh, I always hate saying this. Quinoa? Quinoa? You know what I mean, right?
No.
Quinoa. And I always say it wrong.
Quinoa.
Thank you, quinoa. Okay.
Quinoa.
Yes, that's what I say it. Salad and avocado with homemade ranch dressing. Homemade ranch dressing.
Oh, no, seriously, if you can make your own dressings.
See, the only dressing I've ever tried to make was Thousand Islands, and that's just basically ketchup and mayonnaise, so.
Yeah, but a friend of mine made up this Caesar. Oh my God, it was so good. I could have eaten that on anything. I would probably go a little less heavy on the
Anchovy.
anchovy, but otherwise it was fantastic. And like if you make your own ranch or you do your own blue cheese and stuff, it's amazing the difference. Because you got to remember, you're making it to eat it right now, where the dressing that you bought at the store was probably made last year.
True, very true. I do like my blue cheese dressing. But yeah. Okay. Hey, if you want to see any of the photos that we just talked about, just go over to the facebook.com/chubsgonewild and check out what's in your lunchbox. Also, you can email us things for any of the segments or comments on any of the segments that we talked about at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Don't forget, send in your Halloween pictures. And we didn't come up, well, we're still talking about pets and relationships, so feel free to send us anything about that. Also, check out Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com and find my other projects at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And
Oh,
if you watch us on.
if you do watch us on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and like.
Yes.
And even if you don't watch us, subscribe and like. I do it for
Yes.
people all the time.
I
I,
know. Same.
you know, t just to be nice, because I, you know, it's like I know that you know, a certain person's trying to get their Instagram off the, you know, off the ground. Okay, well, I'll, you know, I'll do what I can.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see that one of the keywords that pop up that Swanner and Judd pops up under?
I didn't know what you were sending me.
So there's a service that will send you keywords that like your podcast pops up when somebody searches it or something. And Swanner and Judd's was like some sort of like women's underwear or something. It was kind of funny. Anyway, that's us for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, and we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.